the OK Nine. I'm afraid to say the names of what I think they are.
I can tell you. Nine. Believe that you will succeed.
This is one of my favorites.
And these people, it's an interesting paradox, which is discussed in 10 as well. But, you know, they may be very well aware, like Steve Callahan was, that the chances of my dying are really high. But I really believe that I'm going to get through this. You know, I believe it so much that I'm going to do the next thing that's in front of me to do, whatever it is, whatever the next little task is, to catch a fish, to catch some rainwater. I'm going to do that because I'm betting on myself. And again, a lot of this is to keep yourself motivated to do the next thing, because you never know who's going to come out alive. It might be
right.
You. And the same is true if you look at business situations.
I can't wait for you to explain the sort of how they get over the contradiction in Rule 10.
Well, Rule 10 is surrender. People always say when it's done, and Rule 9, which they say, well, looking back on it, if I'd known how hard it was going to be, I would have never done it,
or that you're going
to
fail.
You don't have to be afraid of
what they're doing. You don't have to be afraid of it, exactly.
Right.
And the next little step,
you can say, well, what's the worst thing
that's going to happen?
10 years.
Well, the worst thing that's going to happen, you know.
They make way.
In
other words, the way isn't apparent, but they make it.
In the wilderness, I'm going to die.
Believing that it's there.
Once you get past that.
And so that they, you know, if they had tried to swallow this hair coal, they'd never manage it.
You know, to take the little step and to believe that you'll succeed.
To manage it. And behind that is the belief that
it's no longer.